The white bags were, we just called them feed sacks, the chicken feed, and they used to buy, I know, horse feed came in them too, and they were big bags when you'd open them out. They were just a kind of a white muslin type cloth.
Mm. Are they like flour sacks?
Well, they were a little heavier than flour sacks. Mm-hmm. And at one time, the chicken feed bags got real pretty. They were print material that you make dresses out of and things. And mm. were real nice material.
That would be in the 1930s.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And kind of musical instrument that you blow into?
Well, harmonica, you're talking of harp.
Used to be a harp.
Used to be a mouth harp.
Mouth harp.
A mouth harp.
And the type?
That was a juice harp.
A juice harp. And homemade playground equipment, if you had a log on a support.
Seesaw.
Seesaw. Did you ever hear it called a righty horse?
Yes, yes. On the righty horses, uh-huh. I know.
And if you stuck a pole
and turn it round and round. Right. Oh, that was a flying jenny.
Flying jenny. and a piece of stone that you used to sharpen knives on?
I believe the first time I ever heard it, it was called a wet rock.
Mm-hmm. And different kinds of wood fences. Hard to find any nowadays, but
yeah.
Would you describe some of the different kinds?
Well, the first that we had were rail, split rails. Mm-hmm. And they were put up zigzag line. That was, I remember, when I first remember noticing that, my father had rail fences here. We're talking about the geese right out down here where the little low place is. My father had a rail fence. It was a pond, and that pond would fill up with water. That rail fence went right through the middle of that pond. And when I'd get after those geese, they would get in that pond and swim over that fence, and they'd get out and be gone. Yeah, they'd swim right over the fence, you know, and I couldn't get in the pond. But that rail fence was the first one.
Uh-huh.
And then later on, around the yards, my father had just a plank fence, and that was 6-inch plank, about 4 or 5 of them nailed to
the post. They ran horizontally?
Uh-huh, they mm-hmm. just put them up, just tacked them onto a post up like this.
Mm-hmm.
And later years then, they had, we call them paling pickets. But the first paling fence I remember on the farm here, my mother had a pale-in garden. And an old Negro man that was at my grandfather's lived here with them. And he split those palings out of the trees in the woods. They'd saw them the length you wanted them, and then he would rip them from the trees. Mm. And we had a paling yard fence. Later we got real rich and we got pickets around the yard.
Mm-hmm. A woman told me that she used to have I guess they call them palings.
Palings,
right?
Uh-huh.
Around her yard, and some reason they took them down, and mm. she saved them.
Mm-hmm.
And a lady in Sumner, Georgia, and her children then came by, and they now live in some suburb, I forgot, it's a larger place.
Sylvester, I imagine, not too far from Sumner.
And they got those old palings and put them back up.
Put them up.
Generation uh-huh. after they had been.
Well, they were good pine.
And do you ever hear the rail fence called a worm fence?
Uh-huh.
You did.
I've heard it called that, yes.
If too many people spend the night at your house and you have to make a bed on the floor, what?
Pallet. Put down a pallet.
Uh-huh.